You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Good evening, bonsoir, danke schön, gukvel, and dobrovechor, etc., etc., gukvalt. To all of our lovely listeners here on Forest FM, my name is Kieran Tuttiot. I am your host of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. A Christmas special as it's coming, gosh, a week today! How exciting! And we can only start a Eurovision Christmas edition with probably the ultimate Christmas Eurovision song. Yes, it's Dana. And Dana won Eurovision for Ireland in 1970. It became a huge hit, this song. It's going to be a cold, cold Christmas with Dana, who won Ireland's first ever Eurovision win.
According to the radio, warmer weather's on the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of a warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long and lonely Christmas without you. Missing you, my darling, in oh so many ways. Yesterday I saw your mom and dad. We bought our cards together. I put the presents on the Christmas tree.
Singing, what's another year? this will just become another Christmas song. Another Christmas song. There's a Savior knocking on my door, and he's got something to say. When the people of the world unite, we will find a better way. Every year we sing again, let's give peace a chance. How many more will have to end before we understand that peace is in our hands? Will it matter who was right? And will it matter who was wrong? When the celebration's over and we sung our Christmas song, and the world still feels the same, nothing's really changed at all. Life will still go on, and this will just become another Christmas song. Why do we live our lives in fear every day?
Another Christmas song by Johnny Logan, who won Eurovision for Ireland the second and third time. And fourth time as well, yes. How can we not forget that he wrote Linda Martin's Why Me? Yes, of course. So, the winner in 1980, 1987, Johnny Logan. And it's quite funny, in that song, he mentions What's Another Year like five times. Interesting. Well, it wouldn't be Johnny Logan if he didn't self-promote. Right. We're going to go off to Iceland now, another little island country, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song here from Birgitta Högdahl. Probably my favourite Eurovision artist ever, really. Open Your Heart from 2003 is one of my favourites. And on this Christmas special of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, we must play this. This is called One Little Christmas Song. In Icelandic, it's called Iti Liti Litol. Sorry, let me start again. Iti Litol Jalolag. So there we go. I'm not going to try and pronounce that again. Right, here we are. Birgitta Högdahl.
Sem jólin fýða fyrir mig. Ég býð að
cheminée. Dehors on tremble de froid. Nuit de Noël et sapin parfumé. Partout tu fais naître la joie. Et au réveillon, pour les amours sous le gui, les baisers seront permis. Et les enfants, le cœur vibrant d'espoir, ont peine à s'endormir ce soir. Le Père Noël sur son traîneau chargé de jouets et de cadeaux, tous les petits le guettent et ils écoutent la ronde folle des reines dans le ciel. Et moi, pour vous, je fais ce simple vœu. On échange depuis l'enfant Dieu, jeune et moins jeune, soyez tous très heureux, joyeux, joyeux Noël. Le Père Noël s'est mis en route sur son traîneau chargé de jouets et de cadeaux. Tous les petits le guettent et ils écoutent la ronde folle des reines dans le ciel. Et moi, pour vous, je fais ce simple vœu qu'on échange depuis l'enfant Dieu. Jeune et moins jeune, soyez tous très heureux, joyeux Noël. À vous.
Joyeux Noël, from Marie Myriam, and Marie Myriam won the Eurovision Song Contest 1977 in the then Wembley Conference Centre with the song Comme un enfant, Louez enfant, yeah. So there we are, yes, fantastic, what a beautiful song. Really enjoyed that. I hope you did too. Righty ho. Next song is, wow, we're going to play this segment in this very show. Bit early than usual too. Yes, it's time for our Christmas alive and kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now we have to play this amazing tune. This lady represented Sweden and won the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Take Me to Your Heaven. She also represented Sweden at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Hero. And also she's been to Melody Festival and goodness knows how many times, but my goodness me, can she belt out a ballad or an up-tempo pop song and do it with such finesse and class and just pure wonder? So here we go. This is Charlotte Perrelli with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There
is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Κυκλώνουν την ψυχή και όλο ρωτάνε αυτά που πονάνε. Στολίδια, φώτα, μουσικές, οι νύχτες τόσο μαγικές. Σε πάρτι φίλοι με καλούν να νιώθω μια λύπη. Και κάτι μου λείπει. Χρόνια πολλά.
λόγια βγαίνουν και γελούν και χέρι-χέρι περπατούν. Ατμοσφαίρα γιορταστική στους δρόμους, στην πόλη χαρά έχουν όλοι. Μα εγώ μοναχός τριγυρνώ, βιτρίνες ασκόπα κοιτώ. Δεν έχω κάποια αγκαλιά και λέω στα αστέρι εδώ να σε φέρει. Χρόνια πολλά, χρόνια να έρθεις περιμένω, τόσα Χριστούγεννα σωπαίνω και πέφτει γιόνι πάνω.
Chronipolia. There we are, by Sakis Rouvas. There you go, you got told there. It's off. It's done. There we are. Sakis Rouvas, Greece, 2004 entrant, and also 2009. First up with Shake It, and also This Is Our Night. Righty-ho, our next song also comes from Ireland. So this is going to be our third Irish Eurovision winner to play here on the Eurovision Showcase this week so far. And this is a beautiful rendition of O Holy Night. And it comes from Emma Quinn. And Emma Quinn won the Eurovision in 1996 with The Voice. And it's Ireland's last Eurovision winner. Of course she is. Sadly, at the moment, at least. Who knows what may happen next year? So this is O Holy Night by Emma Quinn. And when we come back after this, we'll have the Eurovision Showcase News.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error born, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill
McQueen, Oh Holy Night. There we go, beautiful song. And now, it's just gone 5:30, it's time for this. It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 18th of December, 2016. The BBC announced on Friday morning that Eurovision Song Contest 2009 winner Alexander Rybak for Norway will be performing at Eurovision You Decide. Alexander Rybak is the first of a number of special guests expected to be announced as performing for the selection on BBC Two. Eurovision You Decide on January 27th at the Hammersmith Apollo in London has a total of six singers which will take part in Eurovision's United Kingdom selection for 2017. The songs will be made public on January the 23rd on Ken Brewster's show on BBC Radio 2. Now, on Thursday evening, the dates for the London Eurovision Preview Party 2017 have been announced. It will take place on Sunday, April the 2nd. So it will make London's Eurovision party once again a must visit for all Eurovision fans. Details coming up in the next few weeks or so on how to get hold of tickets, etc. According to reports earlier this week, ERT, the Greek national broadcaster, will not be holding a national final, instead opting to work with record labels to find the country's Eurovision entrant. So stick around for more news on that. Now, the European Broadcasting Union has imposed sanctions on BHRT, the national broadcaster of Bosnia-Herzegovina. BHRT have very large debts which they are struggling to pay back. But stay tuned for the latest news on that in the upcoming weeks here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We've counted and verified the results. I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
The national selection show Eurovision You Decide is back again on Friday the 27th of January. Superfan Mel Gedroych will be presenting live from London's world-famous Hammersmith Apollo. A nail-biting night of performances. Six songs battling out for the chance to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev next year, Ukraine. And as if that wasn't enough, I can now announce the first musical guest. It's 2009 Eurovision winner Alexander Rybak. And to top it off, you can be there in person to share in this evening. Tickets are available to buy now. Go to bbc.co.uk/Eurovision for all the details. Eurovision, You Decide. On the 27th of January 2017, live from Hammersmith Apollo. If you want to buy tickets, it's bbc.co.uk/Eurovision.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Talve Vulamar in Estonian. Winter Wonderland, or the direct translation is Winter Enchant. Oh, isn't that lovely? That's from Brigi Dolgamer. She represented Estonia in a 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, where they'll be all know and love in Malmö, Sweden, with the song Etu als Alguser. That was my favourite. It really was my favourite. In 2013, it really was one of my faves. Now, put your hands up if you watched The X Factor last Sunday. Me, and as you can imagine, I was very devastated and disappointed that Sara Aalto didn't become X Factor winner because Matt Terry won. But it was the first time I watched The X Factor, well, at least the grand final, for about a good 7 years, maybe. Long old time, and yeah, I was really interested, and in the beautiful Sara Aalto, and she's got a beautiful voice, isn't she, really, she's a lovely girl, really lovely girl, and we're going to hear a song from her back catalogue now, in Finnish. I'm really looking forward to sharing this with you. So this is Sara Aalto duetting with a young gentleman called Tomi Metkalskioto, and the song in Finnish is called Muistan joulun, which means I remember Christmas. Enjoy this beautiful ballad from X Factor finalist 2016 here in the United Kingdom, Sara, featuring Sara Alto.
Putoa, ei se leiju, sanoit joskus niin, teit sen silmät kiinni, sanoit paljon sellaista, mitä mietin vieläkin, kun lumi maassa on, palat mieleeni, lumi peittää keinun, mutten sua saa, haudattu. Ehkä liiankin näen järven jäätyneen, jään kiinni muistelmiin. Muistan kyllä sinut, muistan onnemme ja joulun. Ja toivon, että olet onnellinen. Päivä lyhenee, ei usko toivo. Samaan rakkauteen, samaan ihmiseen. Sanoin paljon sellaista, mitä kadun vieläkin. Kun rauha maassa on, palaat viereeni.
Lumi taittaa koivun, kunnes sulaa taas. Niin voin kai minäkin alusta aloittaa. Kaunista hiljaista, niin kuin silloinkin, kun järven jäätyneen päällä luisteltiin. Muistan kyllä sinut, muistan onnemme ja joulun rakkaan kaukaisen. Muistan kyllä sinut, muistan kaiken sen, rakkautemme hiljaisen.
Muistan sinut.
Muistan sinut ja toivon, että olet onnellinen.
The near and the
Is Celine Dion, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for Switzerland in 1988 with the song So This Is Christmas. Yes, you are listening to a Christmas special of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I hope you're enjoying the show. And the feel of Christmas is coming really truly upon us deep in our bones, isn't it now? It's less than a week to go. So exciting. Right, we're going to head over to Sweden now from Switzerland. And we can't have a Christmas-themed show without really having probably the most well-known and outspoken, well, not necessarily outspoken, but religious Eurovision contestant, shall we say, ever. And that would be Carola. Yes, and we all know why. She's a devout Catholic. And she has released several Christmas albums in Sweden, from 91 until goodness knows when, to the recent years, to be honest. And I'm going to play a song of hers now, which is absolutely beautiful. It's called, it's a very well-known hymn that we sing here in the United Kingdom and across the world. It's called O Little Town of Bethlehem, from Carola, who won Eurovision for Sweden in 1991. Joy to the world.
Everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Allt er svo yndislegt. du välkommen hem ifall ni har lämnat ulten fattliga stund och finner glädjena stå kort fattland i himl ifrån.
Varför glädja stå gaver fram?
Värst du välkommen hem vegan jag
Caller Mathieu by Paul Oscar, who represented Iceland in 1997, and also Siga, who represented Iceland in 1990, 92, and 94. Well, thank you joining me, Kieran Tussier, for this Christmas edition of the Eurovision Showcase on 4SFM. Now, remember, you can interact with us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And you can catch up with our previous shows by just searching on your podcast app on your smartphone, iPad, or even just Google us. Search the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. Take care. Arrivederci, au revoir, Peter Sain. Have a nice day. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all.
This is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.